Marjoram was never at a loss when it came to prompt decisions, unlike the hesitant friar. She rattled off instructions, including every beast.
"Serve it up on the west ramparts to those who'll be keeping an eye on our foes. Mr. Buckler, Skipper, Bartage, Logalog Django and his Gowsim. Redwallers and Dippins will eat in great hall. I think it would be wise for those not engaged in defence of the abbey to stay off the wall tops until any threat of attack has gone. Sister Fumbrill, Axtel and myself will dine in the infirmary. Formole, would you and your mole crew dine in the gatehouse with Granvy just in case you're needed?"
Darby tugged his snout respectfully.
"It'd be my pleasure, mum."
Marjoram patted Sugum's paw fondly.
"That's your problem solved, old friend. Now, is there anything else, please?"
Buckler had a request.
"Mum, could you have the good friar serve an extra portion on the wall top? Make it a big helping."
The abbess nodded.
"I'm sure our friar could arrange that. But what do you require another breakfast for?"
One of the young hare's ears drooped thoughtfully.
"Just an idea, really. It's been my experience that whenever fine victuals are served, Diggs is usually somewhere about. Oh, I'm not worried about the tubby glutton, wherever he is, but I'd be easier in my mind if he were here, where I could keep an eye on him."
Marjoram smiled.
"Oh, I think we can manage that, Buck."
Buckler made a quick, elegant bow.
"Thank ye, ma'am. And I apologise for not bringing the little uns safe back to Redwall. As soon as this ravager matter's settled, I vow I won't rest till the babes are all inside these walls and peace is restored."
The abbess nodded.
"I'm sure you speak truly, my friend."
Out on the flatlands, work was progressing on the battering ram. Swilt had supervised his vermin in the making of the weapon. One end of the sessile oak trunk had been hacked into a blunt point and burned several times in the fire. This had the effect of sharpening and hardening the ramming end. Fallag and his crew had returned to the woodlands. Now they were hauling in heaps of thick green-leaf boughs. Swilt outlined their use to his captain.
"I want a frame built, a canopy to go over the ram. The carriers underneath it will be protected from anything those red wallers heap down upon them. Now, we'll have two shifts of ram carriers, one relieving the other to keep the attack going full pelt. I want archers and sling throwers constantly on the go. That'll keep the woodlanders' heads down below the wall tops."
Fallag grinned crookedly.
"Aye, Lord, and we'll help our ram beasts from being attacked."
The weasel was pleasantly surprised when Zwilt patted his shoulder heartily. Something resembling a smile stole across the inscrutable sable's features.
"You're a beast I can trust, Fallag. Tell me, how do you like being a captain, eh?"
Fallag puffed out his narrow chest.
"Oh, I'm enjoying it, sire. You can rely on me. I'll do me best for you, Lord. On me word I will."
Zwilt toyed with the medal about his neck.
"Good. I knew I could, so I want you to be in charge of all my ravagers from now on."
Fallag looked fit to burst as he puffed in more air.
"Me, Lord?"
Zwilt nodded.
"You'll need a bit of help, so why not pick out a few trusty comrades and make them captains?"
A worried look furrowed the weasel's brow, but Zwilt reassured him.
"Of course, you won't need to be a captain any longer. I'll promote you to chief or general. Which title do you think suits you best?"
Fallag replied without hesitation.
"Chief, sire. Oh, sounds good, doesn't it? Fallag, chief of all the ravagers. Aye, chief suits me fine, Lord."
Zwilt watched the ram point shaping up.
"Right, Chief Fallag. These are your orders. You'll be in charge of this whole attack. Archers, slingers, ram carriers, everything."
The new chief looked slightly perplexed.
"But where will you be, sire? What will you be doing?"
Zwilt stared at the distant abbey walls.
"I'll be doing what I do best, being Zwilt the Shade. You just carry on obeying orders. Don't look for me. I have a plan of my own. If it goes the right way, I may be inside Redwall, whilst you're still knocking on the doors. Leave me now. I'll put the word about that you are in command here."
This ends Disc 9.